Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Evacuation orders for some of the areas affected by the Lodge fire burning in northern Mendocino County have been lifted, but others still remain threatened by the blaze, which has scorched more than 10,000 acres. More than 50 structures remain threatened, and evacuation orders are still active for Camp St. Michael, Big Bend, and the Hermitage. Containment stands at 40%, and more than 2,300 personnel are on scene. There have been 11 injuries associated with the fire, and CAL FIRE officials will host two public meetings, one in Leggett and one in Laytonville, to update residents. The California Highway Patrol continues its investigation into a single-vehicle collision on Highway 36 on Sunday afternoon that claimed the lives of four people. 40-year-old Daniel Morris, the driver, along with 32-year-old Alicia Summerfield, 20-year-old Savannah Ramirez, and 13-year-old Judy Martin all died as a result of blunt force trauma after the pickup truck they were riding in veered off the roadway and collided with a tree. Four other occupants sustained major injuries, 15-year-old Taylor Wheeler, 15-year-old Faith Anderson, 21-year-old Chris Spencer, and 15-year-old Thomas Wheeler. They were taken to Redwood Memorial Hospital for treatment, and later the siblings, Thomas and Taylor, were airlifted to UC Davis, while Faith Anderson and Chris Spencer were taken by ambulance to Santa Rosa Hospital. Alicia Summerfield was the mother of Judy Martin and the Wheelers, and they were on their way home from spending a day at Ruth Lake. DUI is considered a factor in the collision, and a toxicology screening will be performed by the coroner's office. Sheriff's detectives are investigating a reported home invasion robbery that took place this past Friday morning but wasn't reported to the sheriff's office until Monday. Two men, a 55-year-old man and his 35-year-old son, reported that they were asleep in their residence in the 4400 block of Evans Road in Fieldbrook when three men forced their way into the house. The suspects allegedly pointed a handgun at the father's head and forced him to take them to the son's room where both victims were bound and assaulted. The victims reported the suspects demanded processed marijuana and then forced the father to open a safe from which they stole $3,000 in cash, a coin collection, and the victims' wallets and car keys. The suspects are described as heavy-set white male, 6'2", 250 pounds, who was wearing a hoodie and gloves. The second suspect was an Hispanic male, 5'6", 140 pounds, with a mustache and goatee, armed with a black handgun, and the third suspect, a white male in his 20s, also armed with a handgun. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And Humboldt County authorities are investigating the stabbing of a man in a Manila park on Monday. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Department said that a 55-year-old man was involved in a fight over garbage in the Manila park and stabbed another man in the chest. Nobody's been arrested in the incident, although the sheriff's office is continuing to investigate. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Tribal leaders from the Hoopa, Yurok, and Karuk tribes met with representatives from the State Office of Emergency Services last week to coordinate a response to what is considered a looming disaster on the Trinity and Klamath Rivers. Tribal leaders are concerned that the water being diverted from the rivers will result in another massive fish kill, and they point to rising river temperatures and to fish that are showing the telltale signs of stress as evidence. Senior hydrologist Robert Franklin with Hoopa Tribal Fisheries said in a statement that three times more water is being diverted from the Trinity than is being released into the river, and that sick fish have been found up and down the river system. Tribal officials also point to the water diversion used for illegal marijuana grows as another serious issue, and argue that the Bureau of Land Management decision to not release water will have serious negative impacts on the river ecosystem. And the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission is searching for a new executive director after Don Anabuski announced his resignation on Monday. The executive committee accepted his resignation and named Virginia Fisher, a staff member at Reddick, as the interim executive director. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.